All right. So we are talking about your most recent ranking of America's Best Food Cities. And now I know this past year you spent quite a bit of time on the road. Can you tell me a little bit about where you went and why you decided to embark on this journey?
Well, this is a combined effort with the food and dining editor of the Washington Post, Joe Yonan, my boss. We got together and thought about, you know, grading the cities. You know, this is a national project for the Washington Post. And, you know, no one has really set about doing this, not just looking at restaurants, but also all those other things that make for a great food city, the shopping, the service, the creativity, the sense of community and tradition a city might have. And, you know, there were certainly some obvious places. Obviously, I knew San Francisco and New York and L.A. would probably be on the list. I didn't know in the beginning that Houston would be on there. I mean, I think that was a big surprise for me. And I wasn't sure until I had traveled to at least 10 cities that Washington would be on there, too. You know, Washington is a city that I know very well, and that was initially a disadvantage because I know it really well, and I know its weaknesses as well as its strengths.
Yeah, and that's something I definitely want to talk about because I'm even a little ashamed to admit, but I was surprised to see D.C. on the list.
Oh, no. You know, D.C. has just emerged, especially in the last few years, as a really important food city. I think, you know, it certainly helps that we have a president and a first lady who like to eat out a great deal. You know, they help bring recognition to the city. But we've also got a lot of chefs coming in from out of town. We've got local chefs who have been on the scene for a while who are sort of stepping up their game. And then we've got a few things that are really unique to us. I don't think any other city has as good of modern Indian cuisine as Rasika and Rasika West End, or a chef quite like Jose Andres, who's sort of this big ambassador for the city with multiple restaurants and doing more than just chefing and owning restaurants, but also, you know, humanitarian issues and teaching at Harvard. You know, we're a city of 2,000 restaurants and about 650,000 people. And I think for our size market, we're really doing some remarkable things here.
In your article's lead, you say it really helps to have a body of water nearby, a classic dish, and a population that likes to drink. Does D.C. have a classic dish or need a classic dish?
That's the one thing that D.C. lacks. You know, 15 years ago, the Washington Post magazine suggested that the half smoke was our iconic dish, and it's kind of laughable now. As one chef told me here in town, you know, we're not one thing, we're many things, and I think that's so true. You know, that pegs off our status as a world capital. We've got many different cuisines represented here, and we all are a small market, of course, but we do we do have a little bit of everything from around the globe, and it seems to me that you know, when there are trouble spots around the world, Washington tends to benefit. We benefit from those cuisines from, you know, in the 70s, we had some of the first Vietnamese restaurants. We have great Salvadoran restaurants. We have great Ethiopian restaurants. Trouble spots around the world are good for Washington's food scene.
And now New York was another surprise, just basically seeing it so low on the list. What's going on there?
That was a big surprise, and it's the city that I, outside of Washington, obviously, that I spent the most time and the most money in. I went there twice. I went to Brooklyn. I devoted a whole weekend just to eating and drinking around Brooklyn, and the rest of the time in Manhattan and Queens. It's a city of 45,000 restaurants, 200 different cuisines, and I just felt like this was not New York's year. The dirty little secret among a lot of food writers I know is that New York is sort of resting on its laurels right now, and other cities, other smaller markets seem to be working harder at being better.
That's interesting. And now another nearby city, Philly, landed pretty high, but not for cheesesteaks and Italian subs. You raved about the vegan food there. Can you explain?
You know, I was really surprised. You know, this is a city that is very blue collar, loves its meat, you know, as evidenced by its iconic dishes, but it has some of the best vegan and vegetarian food in the country. And I think part of that is just addressing, you know, current wishes, but also it's easier to do business in a place like Philly. Rents are low, people are allowed to be a little bit more creative, and I think they're really tapping into something. I mean, I'm a carnivore, but I love it when people treat vegetables with the same respect that they accord meat.
Okay, so Portland, number one, above San Francisco and above LA, even though the city is lacking in fine dining. What are they doing so right out there in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, you know, they're looking eastward, or rather toward Asia, I think. On every point except for fine dining, they just hit it out of the ballpark. They've got this treasure trove of wonderful ingredients. So it's like the streams and the mountains and the forests are just this big pantry that they can get, you know, great fish and seafood from, some of the best mushrooms in the country, all these nuts and berries so fragile that they never leave the state. And you've also got things like, you know, there's this quirkiness about Portland, too, that I find fascinating. They've got, you know, they're really big on breakfast because there's not one industry there like there is in a lot of other cities. And people have more time for breakfast. And if they don't make a lot of creative types and everything, might not have the money to spend on food. So they take breakfast really, really seriously out there. But in addition to this, they also have these building blocks that I think make for a great food community, and those are things like, you know, wine and coffee and bread, those and great, you know, produce and things like that really, you know, give the city a boost up.